For the next month at least, many of us across Illinois will be staying in. Governor J.B. Pritzker extended the state's stay-at-home order until April 30th to stop the spread of the coronavirus. For those of us who are lucky enough to have jobs that allow us to continue working from inside our homes and with many group activities canceled, that does mean some extra time for solitary pursuits. We asked our listeners to share with us what they were up to. And by the way, here at the 21st, we totally understand if your free time activity is just catching up on Netflix or trying to get an extra nap. No judgment. Elizabeth Nickel in Urbana wrote to us saying she's been sorting through old family photos and letters, writing our family's story. We'll tweet out a picture of what she sent to us at 21st Show. We'd like you to continue sending your staying in projects to us at talk@21stshow.org. And next week, we'll be speaking with Elizabeth Segrin, author of The Rocket Years, who devoted a whole chapter of her book to hobbies. We've also seen quite a few aspiring bakers come across our social media feeds during the stay-at-home order in Illinois, like this listener.
This is Aaron Chambers here in Springfield, and to help pass the time here during our period of self-isolation, our family has thrown ourselves into the art of sourdough bread making, and we've really enjoyed that. It's delicious, nutritious, and we found also it's an opportunity to help educate our girls about some elements of science, the roles of bacteria and yeast, and the act of fermentation, and most importantly, the concept of a ratio as you're putting those pieces together. And so yeah, glad that we've had this opportunity for whatever that's worth in this horrible time, and certainly would recommend that for anyone else looking to help bring their family together.
So we wanted to invite an expert on to help us with a few tips about this. Ellen King is a classically trained chef, and she's co-owner and head of baking operations at Hewn in Evanston, Illinois. Ellen, welcome back to the 21st.
Hi, thanks for having me.
I understand that you actually started baking bread when you were at home with your son?
That's right. Yep. It was actually just around the time of the 2008 recession, and I didn't want to go back and work in restaurants, and I had a young son, and I missed eating really good bread like I had eaten in Seattle.
And so you source the flour from your bread from a farmer named Harold, do I have that right, in Danforth, Illinois?
Yeah.
What's so special about Harold's flour?
So what makes our bakery unique, and we're starting to see a lot of bakeries do this, is working with local farmers. So the flour that we work with, a majority of it is coming from Southern Illinois. Actually, I guess he'd be called Central Illinois, in Danforth, Illinois. And it's all grown in the farms right around the area. And then Harold actually has two stone mills. So all of the grains are stone milled, which creates a more nutritious flour for us to work with, because it retains a lot of the oils and the nutrients that normally get sifted out in commercial flour that uses a roller mill.
And so let's talk about some of the tips for actually making sourdough. We've seen a lot of people trying their hand at this on our social media feeds. I guess sourdough is something that requires you to be at home a lot, right?
Yeah. You know, sourdough is honestly, it's like having probably the best toddler around, because you feed it and then you put it to rest and you just kind of like let it do its thing. And you know, the first 8 days of when you create a starter is the point where you really have to kind of keep track of it. So you know, you literally just mix together flour and water, and using stone milled flour, there's a lot more enzymatic activity going on. So that's why you're more successful making a starter if you're using freshly stone milled flour. It's alive. And so you mix equal parts flour and water together, and then, you know, you let it rest for 2 days, and you kind of look, you want to use a clear container because you want to be able to see if there's any bubbles happening. I kind of equate it to a pancake batter that, you know, you start seeing the bubbles forming on the top and on the side. And that shows you that there's activity happening. And once you see that is when you start your daily feeding for the next 6 to 8 days to get it into you know, to use the child analogy again, it's like potty training. It's like you keep a consistent schedule and you feed it at the same time, and then it's going to be ready to be used in about 8 days from there. But before then, it's constant feeding and dumping, because you're not able to really use the dumping portion that once you have an established starter, you'll be able to use that into making scones or pancakes or bread or whatever. So, yeah.
8 days makes me think that we had vastly different experiences with potty training, but I digress. So what are some common, and we only have a minute or two left for our conversation here. What are some common mistakes people might make when doing sourdough from your experience?
Well, I think one of the main things is people think they've killed it. And to be honest, the only way you kill a starter is by throwing it out. You can pretty much revive. If you've had any activity, you can revive it. So don't throw it out. If you see gray sludge on the top because maybe you've been neglectful and you haven't fed it, or it's been in your refrigerator for a few days, just dump most of it out, save about a tablespoon or, you know, about 20 grams of it, and then start feeding it again, flour and water, over the next few days. But just don't ever throw it out, and you're never going to kill it. So they're much more resilient than you expect. So that's a common question.
Yeah. And last question, just about 30 seconds here, but for those of us maybe who are a little too impatient even now to try sourdough, is there another introductory bread that you can recommend?
You know, I love Mark Bittman, and he worked on a no knead kind of sourdough bread, with I think it was with Jim Leahy, and that's a great one. It uses I think he has the sourdough, but he also has one with some instant yeast, but you can convert that into the sourdough, where you just, it's literally like mix flour and water together. That's kind of a poolish is what you would have, and add a dash of instant yeast and then make bread from there. And that's a great one. But honestly, if you're going to venture into sourdough, you got to learn patience. And if this virus isn't going to teach it, then I don't know what will. So give yourself time and don't try and rush it.
All right. Ellen King is the co-owner and director of baking operations at Hewn in Evanston. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you for having me.